you guys, just a little bit of business. I am a life coach, and I've been doing that for the last year or so. Now, although I've only been doing it for close to a year, I have been in the fitness and health industry for over a decade, and I have been a professional coach, I've been a marathoner, I've been a competitor, and I've done a huge transformation. I lost 70 pounds back in 2008, and I went from being a used car salesman, basically, to a fucking fitness model. So if you're looking for someone to support you and to be with you, to give you guidance and give you planning on relationships, on your finances, on your emotions, on your physique, on your mentality, to make you essentially a badass, I want you to join me and I want you to visit bodiesbytim.com. The Alpha Life is the life coaching program that I provide, and it's one hell of a system. It's, again, you can see this all at bodiesbytim.com. I would love to see you guys there. There, you can check out my transformation video, you can book a call, there's free resources there along with my blog, as well as this podcast. So I'm looking forward to chatting with you if you look like you are someone that needs that. And yeah, that's it for now. Thanks for listening to my business part. Wow, it just goes right into it. There's no countdown. Okay, well, welcome and thank you so much for tuning in. Today I'm going to go over why I'm probably going to be stepping away from the social media and why I'm going to be diving into real relationships with real people and real businesses. Now, I know for a lot of us, we live in a world where we are surrounded by social media every day. Like, there's nothing we can do to get away from it. It's either integrated into our work, into our day, or into our just whatever we have going on. And for me, I just had to really take a step back and say to myself, like, what am I getting from social media? You know what I mean? Like, what am I getting from the going on and posting and helping them out? And as a creator and as an educator, I'm always creating things and I'm always thinking of ways that I can help people. My only concern is that I feel like the more not serious, more not educating, and this isn't in every aspect of Instagram or social media, but this is in a large portion of the social media content that you will see, is not educating you. And unless you, like me, go on there and specifically instigate content that you want to look at, whether through filter or through just literally going to the person's account specifically instead of waiting for it to be popping up on the feed, you really have to utilize, in my opinion, social media as a learning resource, because if they are going to be encouraging everyone to be posting, you should be going on there and you should be learning, and you should definitely be utilizing the free knowledge, the free teaching, the free lessons that people are providing. And yes, I'm sure they're going to loop you into something that's paid, but ultimately I think it's so valuable to just see where social media is at. Like, where is social media in your life and what is it doing? So that's exactly what I did. And I said, every day I wake up and I have these incredible calls and I have these incredible, consultations and these incredible Zooms and these incredible meetings and cups of coffee and luncheons and events and, breakfasts and all these different things that you can go to in real life. And it's so funny that I say in real life, because it's interesting to know that there are a fair amount of people that think that a lot of what they see online is real. And for me, I know, like, just as someone who's in it, in the thick of it, and myself, as I step away and as I get more integrated into the real things and the real relationships, I can see how rewarding it would be to have something like, have someone like you, or have someone follow you, or have someone give you a comment. And I think that there's a lot of people who are a great reason to stay online. And I don't encourage you to just bail. I encourage you to take a step back. And that's exactly what this episode is about. It's really to take a step back and see, where is social media in your life, right? Like, if you're going on Facebook and you're posting your family, and then you're going on Instagram and you're posting some
whatever, and then you're going on Twitter and you're talking to people, then you're utilizing social media in a way where you enjoy it and you're getting something from it. If you're going on Facebook and you're just scrolling, 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 and you feel good, but then you don't feel good. And the same thing with Instagram. If you're going on Instagram and you feel really good and then you don't feel good because you're scrolling through Instagram and you're seeing all these models and all these rich people and all these people that have, you know, opulent whatever it is. And the same thing goes with Twitter, just to round it off, right? Like, you definitely need to sit back and say, okay, like, my relationship with social media is not healthy, right? Like, I need to develop a system and a structure of daily habit where maybe I just delete the apps for a little bit until I find out what I want to do with them. You know, breaking that habit would be super significant in your life, because if you are unable to simply just not go on it, obviously deleting the app makes it a little bit easier and also a little bit harder to do that. So I think that as I sit here and as I'm kind of just on the fly doing this episode, I really just wanted to jump back into the podcast world. I know that there's a lot of people listening, and I know that there's a lot of people on their way to work, and I know that I have a huge audience on my podcast, thank God, and I don't have to, but I think it's the authenticity that I have and the incredible voice that I have, that really draws people to it. So, but I don't want to make this too drawn out. So, and I love giving action steps. I love talking about things and kind of letting it marinate and let you guys kind of have some new topics to freshen your mind and to think about that aren't, you know, being fed to you by the news and all this bullshit. So today, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take a step back from social media. And what that means is that I want you to reduce your usage down to, say, an hour. And a good, healthy relationship with social media, if you have one, you will be able to reduce your social media down to an hour and have no problem at all. I want you to know that this first step may be hard, because if you are in fact semi-addicted to social media and you can't get away from it, reducing your social media down to an hour is going to be almost impossible. The average usage of social media is 4 to 6 hours a day, which translates to almost 20 years of your life later on if you're getting into your 60s and 70s. The estimate is pretty profound. That's a lot of time that has been now consumed and used for social media. So I think as you reduce it down to an hour, I would like you to try to do this for a week. I know that that is very harsh, or that may seem harsh, but it's actually very easy to do. I recommend a month, but for you guys, I'm going really easy and really mellow. So reducing your social media consumption down to 1 hour. Another easy way to do this is obviously setting some timers on your phone. I do not know how to work an Android, but I do know that Apple has some pretty sophisticated and easy to use timers and restrictions on, like, how long you can be on apps and how long you can do specific things. So that being said, I highly recommend that you do that, and that will obviously help you out. If you are someone thinking, like, that's so crazy, I wouldn't have to do that, awesome, fantastic. Your relationship with social media is a lot healthier, and this is going to be a very simple test for you, and we're literally just going to help isolate your usage of social media and really help you get the most out of it. And so as we move on, the next thing I'd like you to do is not only reduce your consumption down to an hour, not only do it for a week, okay? But if you are unable to do that, okay, I don't want you to keep trying and trying and trying and it's not going to work. That means that you need to go for the deleting of the apps, okay? You need to delete the app, okay? I'm not saying you need to go in and delete your profile and have to start all over. I'm just saying go in, delete the app, and then log in later. So give yourself a week with these three things, okay? Give yourself a week where you reduce your social media consumption down to an hour. And some tips and some tricks on how to make that hour useful and probably not overstimulating, where you stay on it too long and forever scroll, is go on there with your intent to learn something. Instagram is very much the visual, and I know YouTube has shorts too, but it's a very short format version of YouTube. So if you go on there and you start searching through the hashtags or the explore page, you know, maybe there's a language that you'd like to look into. You know, there's a ton of people who go to very far extents to give content that is very niched out and very detailed and very good. So enjoy that aspect of social media, enjoy the learning, enjoy the growth, enjoy the ability to go on there and use them, right? Like, abuse them. If they're going to force people in some situations and create this content like hub, the least you can do is start utilizing it and really start isolating that knowledge for yourself as well. You know, don't allow them just to make money off of you being on there. You should start making money off of them by using the knowledge that's on the social media and then start making some money. I actually may talk about that, but I'm not sure if I'm going to yet. But anyway, if you're still listening and you're still tuned in, or if you just tuned in, the main things I want you to focus on for the next week, regardless of what it is, if it's Wednesday, you do this till Thursday. If it's Friday, you do this till what? Exactly. Just do it for a week, 7 days, okay? I want you to reduce your social media consumption down to an hour. Most likely it's going to take you either deleting the app or it's going to take you reducing the time and restricting it on your phone, okay? Some of you will be able to do it nonchalantly, like no big deal, but most of you will have to do those things. The next thing is I want you to do that for 1 week, okay? This is going to be very helpful to give you some time to think about where you are at with social media and where you want to be. The next thing I want you to do is when you do use social media for an hour, I want you to use social media as a learning tool, very similar to YouTube University. I want you to go on to Instagram and I want you to be using it so that way you can learn something that when you get off of it, you are better and you are a little bit more educated, okay? And that's it. That's the only things I want you guys to do. So thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for more episodes because Lord knows that I cannot stop talking. Thanks, guys.